Welcome to Motorland, a podcast driven by AAA. We're bringing you behind-the-scenes stories from some of America's great road trip destinations. I'm Jared Dieta, the voice of motorsports and auto events all around the world, and your wheelman here in Motorland.
And I'm Michelle Donati from AAA, the brand members trust to help them with their travel planning. Everything from cruise and overseas vacations to treks around the state and across the country.
All right, speaking of the states, Michelle, when you think about summertime at the good old U.S. of A., what do you picture in your mind?
Well, I think of beautiful warm weather. I think of small town parades, going to the river or lake, fireflies.
What you're describing in my mind sounds like Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
And that's where we're going today, right?
Absolutely. We've asked the perfect local expert to design the perfect quick trip in one of the most beautiful places on earth.
I'm ready.
All right, let's buckle up and ride. Hello, LA, hello, take me anywhere. We're joined by a bit of a celebrity in the Jackson Hole area. He's been the popular morning DJ on K-Mountain 96.9 in Jackson Hole. Welcome to Motorland, Fish, Mark Fishman.
How you doing, guys and gals?
Yeah, great. And again, you have that DJ voice, man. So can I call you Fish? I know that's what you're known in the Jackson Hole area. Is that cool?
That is great. My mom called me Fish. And if you call me Mark, I'm a little worried.
All right. You seem like the kind of person who probably can't go into the gas station or grocery store without someone recognizing you or shaking your hand. Is that the case?
You know, it is. But that's part of what makes small town radios viable still.
Yeah, you're like the unofficial mayor. What kind of people live in Jackson Hole?
You know, the thing about this place, it's such a mix. And that's what I love about it. And that's kind of how we program the radio station as well. It's like a big pot of gumbo.
The history there, it's got a lot of Western history, correct?
Yeah, it was totally a cowboy town that became a ski town. And that's the other cool aspect of Jackson Hole, is the mixture of the ski / snowboard culture and the cowboy culture, where you see those cross sections of the community, the cowboys partying with the snowboarders. It's pretty awesome.
Jackson Hole is the whole valley, but Jackson is the main town, right?
Correct. So Jackson Hole is made up of the town of Jackson, the town of Wilson, and the town of Kelly and Moose, Wyoming. So you're right. The valley is the whole. We're surrounded by mountains. Look at it like an island. Instead of being surrounded by water, the valley is the island and we're surrounded by mountains.
And you're near some amazing, spectacular national parks.
Two national parks within driving distance. You can be in Grand Teton National Park in 30 minutes. And of course, Yellowstone National Park, literally right around the corner.
Fish, I have to ask you, what originally brought you to Jackson Hole?
Well, I'm originally from Atlanta, but a friend of mine who I went to college with at Georgia said, Fish, this is the place for you. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And we got in the car for a ski season. And this coming up winter will be my 35th ski season.
Oh, wow.
So you just stayed?
Yeah, I like to say I got trapped in the hole.
Well, I mean, there are worse places you could be stuck, right? You called it an island. So, you know, oh, that's a good question. Since you being a DJ, what would be the album that you would have to listen to? Only got one album, Fish.
Grateful Dead, Europe 72.
You're talking Dead, yeah.
I like it.
Or a Marley, something live, okay. Sure.
We asked you to put together some ideas for a weekend summertime visit. So can you tell us about visiting Jackson Hole in summertime and what there is to do there, say, if you had to pack it into a quick three-day visit?
Yeah, well, growing up in the South, first thing I think of is food. So,
of course.
I'm immediately taking my three-day guests to Nora's Fish Creek Inn. Now, this is at the base of Teton Pass in Wilson, Wyoming. And it is just one of those, you feel like you're sitting in your log cabin, and they also have a bar. Their huevos rancheros is killer. Mm. They've been featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Their banana bread French toast is out of this world. And right across the street from that, we'll put this on, let's say one of those days was a Sunday. Across the highway, two-lane highway, there's a legendary watering hole called the Stagecoach Bar. And every Sunday night, the same band has been playing for like 30 years. every Sunday. We call it church.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So, I mean, that's one day.
That's just for breakfast.
Okay.
That's breakfast. And we got church covered. We have breakfast covered. What else is on your highlight reel for a three-day trip?
I would definitely go out to Teton Village, which is the main ski area in the winter. But in the summer, they have all kinds of activities. They have stuff for the kids, climbing wall, bungee trampoline. They have a Frisbee golf course. Of course, you could take the gondola up to a restaurant. You could take the tram to the top of Rendezvous Bowl, which is over 10,000 feet above sea level with amazing views of the valley. There's a waffle place up there, so save some room.
I'm hearing a lot of carbs. Like, we've got the Huevos Rancheros. You got a carb load to hit those trails, right?
That's why you got to go on a hike.
That's right. And then you take the tram up to the top of Rendezvous and hike down. You can mountain bike. They have an incredible mountain bike park out there. They have a cool thing called Via Ferrata. And this is about as close to mountain climbing as you can get without actually the whole hike up to the mountain face and this and that. So really cool.
You mentioned bikes. They have a really cool bike riding system there in the hole. What is this?
So our bike pass system has been developed over many, many years. And we can basically ride from town all the way out to Grand Teton National Park and through it. So if you're into two-wheel transportation, again, certainly helps out with the carbon footprint issue. But yeah, there's plenty of rental bike places here too. I'll add that. The e-bikes have certainly become very popular. You could be out into the park, you know, maybe 30 minutes on one of the on an e-bike.
Yeah, and e-bikes are great. They're kind of a pedal assist if you don't know what they are, just to helps you out. You're still burning them to earn
They're
them.
They're not cheating, is what you're saying, Jared.
You're not cheating. You're
Depends
still.
On what number you put that pedal assist on.
And nobody's going to know. That's a secret, right? We don't have to share our number.
That's a secret. So there's lots of stuff to do in Teton Village. On Sundays during the summer, they have outdoor summer concerts every Sunday. I would also include in my three-day trip a rafting trip down the Snake River. They do have scenic trips versus whitewater trips. And the whitewater trips are right down the canyon. There's class, I believe, 3 and 4, maybe 4 and 5 rapids. There's plenty of rafting companies here in town that can get you set up on something like that.
I want to talk a little bit more about landscape, especially the Grand Tetons. So, so beautiful. If you had to share an absolute favorite place to just go and, you know, enjoy the Tetons or other scenery in Jackson Hole, where would that be?
Okay, so day two of our three-day trip, I would take my guest up to Dornan's, which is right there in Moose, Wyoming, a restaurant bar. That is the spot. Best wine selection probably in the whole state. And when you're sitting at their bar enjoying one of their excellent Bloody Marys, the view of the Tetons, it almost looks like a green screen.
I'm really noticing a theme here, Michelle. Everything revolves around food, fish.
You're one of our people.
To answer your question, Michelle, I would take my guests to Jenny Lake. There are a couple of options. You can walk around Jenny Lake, but you can also take a boat ferry to the other side of Jenny Lake. And then there's a little more intense hike there up to a place called Inspiration Falls. Beautiful.
I love the name of that.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there. And especially early in the summer when the runoff from the winter is coming down and the water is raging, it is really amazing.
Where's a great place to see the wildlife?
The key is getting up early. Mm. And you can stay in your car and just drive down the park road entering Grand Teton National Park and see bears.
Wow.
We have a very famous celebrity bear. Our bear is called 399, and she had 4 cubs. You can Google her.
Look at her up right now.
There you go. You don't always get to see Bear 399. This is not a nature preserve where you can just drive in and see them, but black bears you tend to see a lot.
So yeah, grizzly 399 is 27 years old.
She has her own Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Like, seriously. What about nightlife? Is there any nightlife in the area?
We have some amazing venues in town. I think going back to your three-day question, when people come into town, I automatically just say we're going to the Cowboy Bar, the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar, iconic bar on the town square, which features, by the way, these amazing antler arches made from elk antlers. Hmm. Yes. So the antlers are shed every spring from elk, and the Boy Scouts are allowed to go on the National Elk Refuge to gather these antlers, where they are collected and stored in a warehouse and matched up. So there's pairs, or there's just pounds and pounds. A lot of times people are using these for furniture and jewelry, but it's a great spot, the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. They're famous for their saddle bar seats, where you can go and have a shot and hear some music every night.
There's a lot of cowboys in Jackson Hole, but there's something about a gunfight. What is this?
Yeah, every night on the town square, this is the longest running gunfight. I certainly would put this on my three-day list, especially if there are kids involved. Town Square, every night but Sunday at 6 p.m., the longest running gunfight in America. It's a bunch of actors from the Jackson Hole Playhouse, and they come out and they do a routine, a skit.
So they're not real guns, just clarifying.
Clarify, they are blanks. And then you take the kids over to the playhouse for a sarsaparilla.
Ooh.
Oh, my boys would love that.
So if I take the family, okay, let's say the most expensive and just the most banging spot, but then also, how about you're on a budget? Where's a cool place to stay?
If you have no budget, there are several, many locations in which you can choose. Out in Teton Village, you got the Four Seasons, you got Amangani. A lot of the celebrities who come to town stay up there. More middle budget. I like Teton Mountain Lodge. I also like Hotel Terra. If you're here for the summer, I think more in town is the way to go as far as where you're staying. You got a couple of options. You got maybe upper scale would be Snow King Resort. More middle scale is a place called Mountain Modern Motel. And of course, you got all these great kind of mid-range to lower range options.
Well, Fish, you've painted such a great picture of the destination, the sights, the sounds, the tastes, obviously. I know you're a big foodie and you like these bars, and I want to go to the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar, the Tetons. I mean, and I like what you said. You got all types. You got your cowboys, your kind of ski bunnies, your snowboard shredders, just this good diversity. And it sounds awesome. I want to go there in the summer more than I do the cold. Right, Michelle?
Same.
Yeah.
Same. I'm with you there.
Well, again, you've painted such a great picture of the scenery, the outdoors, and you've told us how cool the people of Jackson Hole are. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate y'all having me. And if you ever make it to Jackson Hole, holler. All right? We'll take you around. We'll go eat something.
Mark Fish Fishman, thank you so much for being with us here in Motorland.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day. Thanks.
When you're talking Jackson Hole, you're talking the mountains, the sights, the smells, and of course, as Fish said, the food.
I cannot wait to visit.
Yeah, I mean, so many things to do there. What's the top of your list? What stood out in your mind?
Yellowstone has always been very high on my list, the Grand Tetons. And now, after talking to Fish, just all the food.
And Bear 399 as well. I want to see Bear 399.
Yes, actually, scratch what I said. Grizzly Bear 399 is at the top of my list.
Michelle, I can't think of a better road trip destination than Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So thank you so much for coming along for the ride. And thanks to our sponsor, AAA, for putting the gas in our tank.
And don't forget, AAA members can use the AAA mobile app to access their member benefits, including the ability to request roadside assistance, even if you're inside of Yellowstone National Park.
We want you to like, follow, share, do all the things, and of course, subscribe. So boom, once that Motorland episode drops, you can listen to it. That's important because we want you on board with us every time we go for a spin here in Motorland. L-O-L-A-L-O, take me anywhere. Motorland is produced by AAA Mountain West Group in cooperation with Sound That Brands. Hello, Take Me Anywhere, written by Justin Sullivan, performed by Nightshot, by arrangement with Terror Bird Media. Thank you for listening. If you like it here in Motorland, as I said, please give us a rating and review and share it with all your friends. I'm Jared DeAnda. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back. We'll see you again soon here in Motorland.